VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Crosstalk here on VCY America. We're glad that you could join us for the broadcast today. We're originating it live from Trail Ridge Camp, just outside of Hillsboro, Wisconsin. I'm speaking this week to a wonderful large group of young people here, primarily through the ages, well, grades 3 through 6. We've got a number of young people. They're off in activities right now. And speaking to you from our Trail Ridge studio, but what a delight to join you here today to talk about issues of some very heavy concern. And as we have just come through a very tumultuous time in our country and actually around the world, a tumultuous time called Pride Month, a time when people really do that which is right in their own eyes. And as we have observed what has been taking place, we are finding that a Gay Pride Day went to a week, went to a month, and in some places they're saying a Gay Pride Month is not enough. A Pride Month is not enough for us. And so we have places like Canada that are talking about having a Pride season. Matter of fact, having a few months of so-called pride events taking place. Well, what does Scripture say about pride? God hates a proud look, doesn't he? Say that in his word. We see that pride comes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. We find that in God's word as well. But today, as we just kind of sum up some of the things that happened in the so-called Pride Month, I have asked this, myself this question, and we'll be posing this to you as well later in the program. Have we been given over? What do you mean by that, Jim? Well, we're going to turn to Romans chapter 1, starting at verse 18, and we're going to be finding a society that has spiraled downward as described in Romans chapter 1. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." Friends, did you hear that progression? And I wanted to share the context of that passage with you from Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 32. I know I read it through fast. Go back and read it at with you know, more time and thought about this passage. But in verse 24, we see God gave them up unto uncleanness. In verse 26, God gave them up unto vile affections. And then in verse 28, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And we see the progression that happens there in Romans chapter 1. And then we look at the things that are happening in our news today, here in our country and even around the world, ladies and gentlemen. And it really begs us to ask the question, have we been given over? Have we been given over? I'd like to just take some time to review some of the things that have happened over the past few weeks. I mean, here we have just celebrated Independence Day as a nation, and we talk about the thanks for the religious freedoms that we have in our land. But folks, these freedoms are being eroded, and that the erosion is happening very, very quickly. We are seeing many actions that are being taken by this administration and through the cabinet level offices that are trying to stop you and I from having this freedom of religion, from respecting God's word to following God's word and honoring God's word through our lives. And it's happening in schools, it's happening through the media circles, and folks, we're going to see that it's even happening in the NFL, of all places. Well, first of all, we're going to look at the Department of Education last month during this so-called Pride Month. And again, keep in mind what God's Word says about pride itself. But during this this month, new guidance from the Department of Education had this notice of interpretation explaining that for the purposes of Title IX, the department will define sex as including self-declared sexual orientation and gender identity. From the Family Policy Alliance, they indicate that the Department of Education's decision is bad policy, poor procedure, and a misapplication of the court's decision in Bostock. The department does not and should not have power to change the law. Congress has not defined sex in Title IX to mean sexual orientation and gender identity. And let me just interject this, folks. They've had opportunity to do so, but they have rejected it repeatedly. And yet the courts are forcing this. And, well, we're seeing what is taking place here through administrative action, where they are now interpreting the law to say that. In fact, Congress has repeatedly declined to do so by rejecting the Federal Equality Act, and the Supreme Court was explicit that its own redefinition of sex in Title VII did not apply to other laws. And yet, what do we have here? President Biden signed the bill designating the site of the 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando as a national memorial. He said his bill would enshrine in perpetuity a monument to the loss that occurred there, an absolute determination that we're going to deal with this every single solitary day and make sure that we are in a position never see this happen. But he said this, I'm proud to lead the most pro-LGBT equality administration in U.S. history. He said that at the second event commemorating so-called Pride Month from the White House East Room. He mentioned that under his administration, 130 U.S. embassies around the world were currently flying so-called pride flags as a symbol of our commitment of safety, dignity, and opportunity for all. Even in nations that do not take the stand on homosexuality that the President of the United States does, he had the flag flying at these embassies in defiance of the other nations who have respect for morality and decency. He then highlighted his administration's efforts to expand civil rights for LGBTQ plus Americans as well. Also, we had the U.S. Supreme Court. They announced just a little over, last week, Monday, that it will not consider the appeal of a lower court ruling that biologically female former student Gavin Grimm had a constitutional right to use male restrooms at Virginia's Gloucester High School, leaving in place a victory for transgender redefinition of federal non-discrimination rules. Grimm is one who claims to be male, a graduate of the school who rose to prominence after challenging the school's restroom policy. They had offered her to have accommodations using a private restroom, but she denied that. She wanted access to the same restrooms used by other male students, even though she was biologically female. A district judge sided with her. It went up to the Fourth Circuit. They sided as well. And when it had opportunity to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, only two justices, that was Justice Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, dissented. They said that we should take this case up. The other justices turned it down. So CNN noted in practice that decision means that while binding nationwide precedent on the issue has not yet been set, the public school students in the mid-Atlantic states covered by the Fourth Circuit, as well as states governed by the Seventh Circuit and the Eleventh Circuit, can use the restroom that corresponds to their gender identity. The Daily Signal from Heritage Institute says that in a heartbreaking move for conservative court watchers, the Supreme Court denied a petition to review the case of Gavin Grimm. And this is an appeal from the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals over a biological girl's access to the boys' bathroom in one Virginia school district. Also from the same release, they indicate while religious schools will continue to enjoy a religious exemption granted to them by the implementing of the regulations of Title IX, that too is currently being challenged in court, with a class of students at religious institutions claiming that Title IX's religious exemption is unconstitutional as a violation of their right to equal protection. Folks, there is a Bible college, a Bible institute, it was the College of the School of the Ozarks, that is challenging, even having to be forced to have same-sex students in the same dorm rooms together. And they're fighting that in the courts. They're being represented right now by Alliance Defending Freedom. So, yes, the U.S. embassies have been flying the pride flag, even in some of the most anti-LGBTQ countries on Earth. Further, we had come forth last week from the Biden administration a ruling to allow gender-confused to decide whether their passports would say male or female. LifeSite News tells us that Americans will soon be able to decide what sex is listed on their passports without having to show documentation of what their sex actually is. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced last Wednesday and may offer the option to denote gender identities beyond male and female. Department of State is committed to promoting the freedom, dignity, and equality of all, including LGBTQI plus persons, Blinken said. In the name of a fairer treatment, the process will no longer require medical certification if an applicant's self-selected gender on a passport does not match the gender on their other citizen or identity documents. Blinken also confirmed that the Biden administration is evaluating the best approach to satisfy demands to let those who consider themselves neither male nor female to put down an X instead of M or F. The process of adding gender marker for non-binary, intersex, and gender non-conforming persons to these documents is technologically complex and will take time for extensive system updates, he said. Isn't that amazing, the lengths that we are going to? The dollars that are being spent, change computer programs and sourcing, everything that goes along with us, the bureaucracy, because we're not following the way God has set this up, where God made them male and female. June 25th, coming a presidential action from President Biden. An executive order on diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility in the federal workforce. This document is somewhere about 12 pages long. I'm just going to read one paragraph because it talks about they're serving underserved communities, referring to population sharing a particular characteristic as well as geographic communities who have been systemically denied a full opportunity to participate in all aspects of the economic, social, and civic life. Well, so what do they lump together? Black and African Americans, Hispanic, Latino, Native Americans, Alaska Native, and Indigenous Asian Americans, Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander, Middle Easterners, and North African persons, but then also includes individuals lumped in right with them based on sex, sexual orientation, and gender identity, including, and this is right from the president's order, including lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, gender nonconforming, and non-binary LGBTQ plus persons. And folks, it doesn't end there. I'll tell you about his order on June 30th when we return. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, where is the Garden of Eden today?
Chris, we don't know. The location of the Garden of Eden is forever lost. After Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden, God placed an angel to guard the entrance so that no one could go there again. There is no such place on earth that's guarded by a fearsome angel. The Bible does tell us, however, that in the days of Noah, the world was totally restructured by that great flood. All landmarks of the previous world were destroyed. The earth was completely restructured by that flood, so we wouldn't expect to find the Garden of Eden. While the names of the rivers that are given in Genesis do correspond to modern-day river names, they don't actually correspond to any known rivers. Chris, let's go back to Genesis and think carefully about what it teaches there.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, originating live from Trail Ridge Camp, just outside of Hillsboro, Wisconsin, where we have the opportunity this week of ministering to young people that are here from, well, from many, many different areas. Matter of fact, we've got a volunteer who came all the way up from Tucson, Arizona to join us and help minister to the young people, serving in the kitchen and others coming alongside to help. What a blessing it is. Be praying for us at camp this week as certainly an opportunity to teach young people from the Word of God about carrying the torch. Critical times that we're living in, and friends, our topic today underscores that very thing. Have we been given over is our topic here today, as we read from Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 32, and I want to remind you of that progression. Verse 24, gave them up unto uncleanness. Verse 26, God gave them up unto vile affections. Verse 28, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Later, we'll give you opportunity to respond to that question, have we been given over? Referring to some of the actions that have happened, and I just say some of the actions because, folks, it would take us a month of programs to fully outline all that's been going on in so-called Pride Month during 2021. It's been like a tsunami of activity that's happening on so many different fronts. We'll get more into some of those fronts here in just a moment, but we're seeing it happen very much on a governmental front here as it's coming from the current Biden administration. I mean, he talked about that the transgender issue would be the civil rights issue of our time. And he took every moment that he could during this so-called Pride Month to expand this. Matter of fact, I'm looking right now at a fact sheet that came from the briefing room of the White House, dated June 30th, 2021. Fact sheet. Biden-Harris administration advances equality for transgender Americans. I'm going to quote from this. It goes a few pages here, but I'm going to cut down several aspects of it. But just to give you an overview of how the chief executive officer of the United States, viewed by many to be the most powerful person on the planet Earth, representing the United States of America, the actions that they are taking. Here we have from the statement from the White House, June 30th. On the last day of Pride Month, we reflect on the decades of leadership and advocacy of transgender Americans who have led the movement for LGBTQ plus equality and have made our nation stronger and more vibrant. Every American deserves the freedom to live with dignity, safety, and opportunity. But many transgender Americans, especially transgender women and girls of color, continue to face systemic discrimination and violence. In too many states across the nation, anti-transgender legislation has sought to strip away core rights of transgender Americans, especially transgender children. Folks, this is nothing about heterosexual children, those who value being, following their biological gender as male or female. No, they are to surrender their privacy rights. Nonetheless, he goes on, these legislative efforts defy our nation's values of freedom and equality. No, Mr. President, they do not. And as President Biden has said, these bills continue amount to bullying disguised as legislation. Now, isn't this simple? Folks, when you, in your state, pass legislation that says we're not going to let biological males into your girls' shower rooms, restrooms, and dressing rooms, they are calling this bullying. It's amazing, folks. That which is evil has been called good. That which is good has been called evil. I'm going on to read, since his first day in office, President Biden has taken historic actions to advocate or advance equality for transgender Americans and root out discrimination at the intersection of race, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Today, the Biden-Harris administration is announcing new actions. Now, folks, this was written June 30th from the White House, where they were announcing new actions to advance equality, inclusion, and opportunity for transgender Americans. What's number one? Hosting a White House virtual convening on transgender equality. That's right. The convening, hosted by White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, features transgender youth advocates from across the country, openly transgender leaders and athletes, and senior officials from across the Biden-Harris administration. Why are they not inviting biologic girls who have come, who have been beaten in track races and weightlifting and other aspects, or wrestling by biological males who are identifying as females? No, they're not welcome to the White House. I go on to read, participants share stories about the impact that state-level anti-transgender legislation has had on their well-being, their experience of multiple intersecting forms of discrimination, and best practices for advancing acceptance and equality for transgender Americans. So that's number one, hosting a White House virtual convening on transgender equality. Number two, announcing the creation of a new White House-led interagency working group on safety, inclusion, and opportunity for transgender Americans. It's very voluminous. I'm not going to go into it. Here's number three, taking steps to expand the availability of accurate federal IDs for transgender, gender nonconforming, and non-binary Americans. Isn't that amazing? What an oxymoron to say we're going to now give accurate federal IDs for a transgender. Folks, you cannot change from being male to female. You cannot change from being female to male. And they're talking about accuracy here. Let's follow the science. Follow the science. They're also talking about adding a third gender marker for gender nonconforming, non-binary, and intersex Americans. Okay, their next point is making the federal government a model employer for transgender public servants. June 25th, President Biden signed an executive order that takes historic new steps to ensure the federal government is a model employer for transgender, gender nonconforming, and non-binary employees. The executive order charges agencies with building inclusive cultures for transgender employees by expanding availability of gender-neutral facilities in federal buildings, ensuring that employee services support transgender employees who wish to legally, medically, or socially transition, advance the use of non-binary gender markers and pronouns in federal employment processes, strengthen federal health insurance benefits so they can provide comprehensive gender-affirming care, ensuring that federal employee benefits like paid public leave or paid leave programs respect diverse family structures, and mitigating barriers that transgender employees can face in background investigation process. Their next aspect of expanding is to expand comprehensive gender-affirming care for our nation's veterans. Here's another thing, releasing a toolkit on equality and inclusion for transgender Americans with best practices for advancing inclusion, opportunity, and safety for transgender Americans. And then finally, from this document, today's announcement builds on the administration's historic actions to advance full equality for transgender Americans. Since taking office, the Biden-Harris administration has taken critical steps to advance equality for transgender Americans, including by reversing discriminatory ban on transgender service members, expanding non-discrimination protections for transgender Americans in housing, healthcare, credit and lending, and education, advancing the human rights of transgender people around the world, and recognizing Transgender Day of Visibility at the White House for the first time. From the highest office in our land, have we been given over? Have we been given over? We see then so many similar stories, for instance, from LifeSite News and so many sources. The governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, has now ordered genderless birth forms without the terms mother and father. They can have just spouse and spouse. That's taking place in Wisconsin, as it has in other places as well. Nancy Pelosi said in a statement marking the sixth anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision in Obergefell versus Hodges, she said, despite this remarkable progress, LGBTQ plus Americans still face barriers and bigotry in communities across the country. Vulnerable transgender children are being targeted by a disturbing wave of hateful legislation sweeping state houses across the nation. Transgender women, especially women of color, are experiencing an alarming spike in homelessness, violence, and HIV/AIDS. Isn't that amazing? The AIDS that we see skyrocket in the LGBT community, this is something, and she's blaming this, that we need to have legislation somehow. It's discrimination that so many of them are getting this. These dark forces are horrific and heartbreaking. They demand our urgent attention, she said. Democrats in Congress are fully committed to enacting the landmark, Equality Act, House-passed legislation that will finally secure vital protections against discrimination for our LGBTQ friends, family, and neighbors. But boy, oh boy, we will give it to you, religious bigots. We will give it to you because we're going to force your churches. We're going to force your churches to put in same-sex restrooms. We're going to force your churches to bring into membership and leadership and pastors' positions those who espouse LGBTQ as well. What else is taking place? Newsmax tells us about California added 5 more states, including Florida, to the list of places where state-funded travel is banned because of laws that discriminate against members of the LGBTQ community. Yes, the District Attorney of California, Rob Bonta, added Florida, Arkansas, Montana, North Dakota, and West Virginia to the list that now has 17 states where state employee travel is forbidden. And that's because of states that put in protection laws that will say, you know what, biological females use biological females' restrooms, don't use biological male restrooms, and vice versa. And folks, it's not only happening on the Democratic side. I mean, LifeSiteNews.com had the story that came out in early June at the beginning of so-called Pride Month that the GOP national chair endorsed LGBT Pride Month and vows to keep growing the big tent. We're talking about Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna Romney McDaniel issued a statement. Happy Pride Month, she wrote, and then talked about the Republican Party is proud to have doubled our LGBTQ support over the last 4 years and will continue to grow our big tent by supporting measures that promote fairness and balanced protections for LGBTQ Americans and those with deeply held religious beliefs. How's that going to work? McDaniel's tweet won the approval of homosexual GOP group Log Cabin Republicans. Many conservatives, though, had the opposite reaction. For instance, Florida Republican governor and potential presidential candidate Ron DeSantis rebuked arguments for compromising on cultural battles in an interview with The Federalist, saying, "You can have a successful economy, but if the underpinnings of the culture are being torn apart, I don't think that's a society that will be very successful over the long term." Now, friends, I ask again the question, have we been given over? As we see this taking place not only across the United States of America, but, friends, it's happening all around the world. There was an extensive document from The Guardian that talked about all the LGBTQ Pride Parade weekends that were held that last full weekend of June. Talking about London, UK, transgender people, their supporters marched through the streets of central London, the third trans pride protest for equality. Rome, Italy, this took place. Tel Aviv, Israel, they're reporting over 100,000 attending the annual Pride Parade. New York City, of course, the 52nd annual New York City Pride Parade. The theme was the fight continues, referring to several national and local concerns, including police brutality, state anti-LGBT legislation, and economic hardships. Milan, Italy, was also highlighted in this. Mexico City, Mexico, attendees waving the so-called rainbow flags, that's not a real rainbow, during the 43rd annual Pride March on Main Avenue. Istanbul, Turkey, where homosexuality is outlawed. We have police detaining dozens of demonstrators participating in a Pride March. Officers fired tear gas and rubber bullets to try to break this thing up. Also taking place in Paris, France. Let's see, they've got numerous cities here from across the world. Panama City, Panama, the 2021 Pride Empress waves to revelers. London, UK, trans Pride rally taking place. And then also they list numerous other cities. And then Toronto, Canada, even the Toronto Catholic District Schools voted to declare June Pride Month and to fly the homosexual pride flag at all schools within the board for the entire month of June in defiance of the Catholic moral teaching that warns against the spiritual dangers of homosexual behavior and in defiance of the local archbishop's directives on the matter. I've got just a few more things I'll share after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
Universally, man's most basic need is the gospel. It is the gospel that has the power to save. But despite this good news, there are many who resist this compelling message. In the book, I Have Some Good News, authors Preston and Kelly Condra present the gospel and answer close to 50 objections people have raised. Like, there is too much suffering and evil in the world. I reject a God who allows it. Or, God is love, and a loving God would not send anyone to hell. Or, what about all the good things I have done? I think my good deeds will outweigh my bad. The Condras use scripture to address objections such as these. This book is ideal to give to someone who does not know Jesus. I have some good news. It's available for a donation of $14, three copies for $32, or five for a donation of $44. Call 1-800-729-9829.
Have we been given over? Our topic here today on Crosstalk. And friends, we're seeing it's not just in the U.S., not just in the cities like Chicago Pride and Milwaukee and New York, but folks in San Francisco, but it's happening in communities all over this nation and more than ever all around the world as well. The stories we're sharing from around the world, I wanted to also include this that came from the BBC. Because the Methodist Church has become, they reported, the largest religious denomination in Britain to permit same-sex marriage. A vote to change the definition of marriage at the Methodist Conference overwhelmingly passed 254 in favor, 46 against. Same-sex marriage is not allowed in the Church of England or the Roman Catholic Church there. However, it is welcome to the Scottish Episcopal Church, the United Reformed Church, and the Quakers in Britain. The Methodist Church is Britain's fourth largest Christian denomination with about 164,000 members across more than 4,000 churches. Church officials hope that the first same-sex weddings and Methodist chapels will take place this autumn. The Reverend Sam McBratney, chair of the Dignity and Worth campaign group, said it was a momentous step on the road to justice after many years of painful conversations. Don't we need to get back to what God's Word, the Bible, says on this very issue? Let's get back to Romans chapter 1 as well. We see also from Western Journal, Department of Justice, arguing that transgender legislation passed in West Virginia and Arkansas. They're saying it's unconstitutional, fighting against that. That came out in the middle part of so-called Pride Month. Also coming out during Pride Month, we see that Houston, Texas opened the largest LGBTQ senior residence in the United States, the first residence in the southern U.S. exclusively for LGBTQ. Law Harrington Center offers 112 one- and two-bedroom apartments as well as common spaces to take place. The largest LGBTQ senior residence. The European Union, we're talking about what's happening in some of the nations around the world, but Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, don't know the correct pronunciation of his name, but he said respect LGBT rights or get out of the EU. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte instructed Hungary's Viktor Orban at last week's gathering of the European Union in Brussels. According to Reuters, attendees described it as one of the most intense personal clashes among the bloc's leaders in years. What caused it? Hungary just passed a law that bans schools from using material seen as pro-homosexual. According to the AP, the new law prohibits sharing content on homosexuality or sex reassignment to people under 18 in school-age education programs, films, or advertisements. Reddy eagerly related details of his confrontation with Orban, saying it was really forceful, a deep feeling that could not be. It was about our values. This is what we stand for. I said, stop this. You must withdraw the law. And if you don't like that and really say that the European values are not your values, then you must think about whether to remain in the European Union. And to him, I say, get out of it. If this is what it means to be part of the European Union, then get out of it. Now, friends, it's coming. We've talked about what's happened. I mean, they're teaching it all the way down to kindergarten and in many schools, even preschool activities. You know about the drag queen story hours that are taking place. We see also in broadcasting, there was a Pride TV summit. Yeah, a Pride TV summit that happened. A unique opportunity to explore recent advances in the evolution of television's LGBTQ plus characters and storylines. The growing acceptance of LGBTQ plus characters by multiple diverse audience segments. Having a LGBTQ plus inclusion Pride summit taking place for television stations and networks across the country. And then, folks, we also see it happening. You sure heard what's going on with the Olympics, right? The trans weightlifter, Laurel Hubbard, set to make history at the Tokyo Olympics coming up later this month. Transgender weightlifter, Laurel Hubbard, this is a biological male identifying as a female, effectively guaranteed a place in the women's super heavyweight category. You saw what happened in Nevada here recently. A biological male identifying as a female won Miss Nevada, won the title for the first time in the pageant's history, and now is going on to compete as, quote, Miss USA. And friends, also, let's talk about what's going on within the National Football League as well. Many were shocked when this came forth because, as WND.com reports, the National Football League released a video admitting it is gay and lesbian and queer and transgender and bisexual and more. I mean, it's truly amazing that the NFL debuted this 30-second video in which it declares that football is gay and lesbian, transsexual, as well as accepting an American. Nowhere in this did they say the NFL is straight, the NFL is heterosexual. Why not? Why not? They issued this video before so-called Pride Month was over. And folks, things get even more bizarre. As the New American points out, it used to be that when people believed that they were something they weren't, they were called crazy. Now they're called brave, and by odd pronouns, as those calling them what they are called names. But perhaps just as crazy are people who cherry-pick what delusion should be exalted. A case in point is a British social influencer named Ollie London, though he takes exception to being called British because he now, after 18 operations, claims to be Korean. Not just in terms of nationality, mind you, but racially, in fact. London, who wants to go by the Korean name Jimin, also would no doubt take exception to being called he, as he claims to be binary as well, so pronouns are they and them, saying, I identify with the Korean community. Maybe they will accept me more now because I have the look. Maybe people will think that I'm actually Korean, which will make me really happy. They can now see how much I love their culture. This is the extreme length that I have gone to because I love Korea so much. He has gone through 18 surgeries in order to look Korean. And folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg where all of this is going. And so I'm coming to you, ladies and gentlemen. I have just shared briefly here over the past 35, 37 minutes or so on what some of the things have happened during the so-called Pride Month 2021. And the question today is, have we been given over? I'm opening our phone lines right now here on Crosstalk. We'd like to get your reaction to it. What's your response to that question? Have we been given over? Our number is 1-800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. Have we been given over? We are seeing that more and more churches and denominations are capitulating to the social reconstruct of our time. We are seeing that from every aspect of society. Folks, now the National Football Association, the NFL, National Football League. I mean, we already see what's going on in Major League Baseball. Everybody having the so-called Pride Night events that are taking place. I mean, it's happening in the NBA. We see the wokeness going forth in college universities and the college scenes across the nation. We're seeing it all the way down into preschool activities taking place. Have we been given over? Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Let's begin with Courtney calling in from Miami, Florida. Hi, Courtney. Thank you for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Right. I'm going to talk about the subject today, but first of all, and God bless all you saints out there, all of y'all, and I'm sorry that I broke up the last time I called, but it hurts me to hear a woman cry because that's the last thing I heard my wife do. And it really hurts me to hear a woman because I know when she's crying, she's really hurting. But the thing is, saints, pray for these young kids going back to school that God close their eyes and their ears to the evil that they're teaching them in these perverse classes when they're in the classroom with that mess. And I'm going to say one thing. God has he'll hold us, but the nation has turned its back on the Lord, and the Bible says God is not mocked. Pray yeah. that people be saved,
yes.
because the devil came with one thing, and Isaiah 14 chapter speaks about it. I'm not going to read it, but you read it for yourself, how God cast them out of heaven because of one thing, pride. I remember a few years ago, in Tel Aviv, they would not let them have the so-called sodomite day. And now they're letting them. That shows how the wickedness is spreading and how Satan knows his time is short. And he's taking souls to hell. But God is saving souls too. So God bless you all. And like I said, I'm sorry again for breaking up, but that hurts me when I hear a woman cry.
No, Courtney, thank you, Courtney. And don't be sorry for that, because it showed your passion for the issues that were going on. And even your comment was moving to so many who heard that. So thank you for your call and for your concern, your passion here for young people in particular. And sadly, what we're seeing evidence before us is young people are the target. This is how we change society. I mean, I've got before me a document here from the American Conservative called The Queering of Young America. And it shows the age groups. We won't have time to get into it today, but to see the increasing support for that which God calls an abomination, getting younger and younger, and boomers, guess what? It won't be long, and you're out of here, and you're holding the fort, so to speak, on this issue, but it's giving sway to our culture of our time. Let's go to line number two. We have Doug, who is calling in from Pensacola, Florida. Hi, Doug, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. Good afternoon. Has God given us over? My answer is absolutely yes. 2015, my wife and I, and the number of people were landing in Tel Aviv, and I was looking at the in-flight magazine, and one of the articles was that Tel Aviv was excited to have the 17th annual Gay Pride Week. And I turned to my wife and I said, this is no more the Holy Land than America is a Christian nation. I was absolutely disgusted by what I was reading. In fact, I kept the magazine and the article, but I was appalled at reading this. And to answer your question, I absolutely believe 100% that God has given us over, as in Romans 1. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug, for your comments. And it's so sad, as Tel Aviv has really been a hotbed of activity for the promotion of the LGBT so-called pride events. And again, this year boasting over 100,000 in participation. We're going to line number three. David is calling from Superior, Wisconsin. David, thank you for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Thank you so much, and this is a hot topic, and I do not, 100%, do not believe that God has given us over to a reprobate mind. I think that the forces of the enemy, as Courtney was talking about, are there are too few laborers. You know, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few, and so the reason I don't think that is because many Christians are silent. They have to be rousted about, woken up. And I think we'll see a large contingency of people ready to push back. I don't believe that we're making enough effort individually. We have to be kind. You know, the left will always go to Leviticus and talk about, you know, you kill this one and you murder this one and you stone this one. But Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. It's
we
enemy
do find it
comes to steal and kill and destroy.
That is so true. And at the same time, we recognize the transforming power of the gospel, David, as Paul wrote to the Corinthians, such were some of you, but now you're washed, you're cleansed. And that hope, that cleansing, that freedom, that forgiveness is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. The question is the church awake? Is the church awake to these issues? We're up against a break. Thank you, David, for the call. We'll come back to more calls here in just a moment. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewreport.com. On June 27th, there was breaking news that the United States military had struck a Iranian militant group that were running drone programs right there on the border of Iraq and Syria. Those that are Bible prophecy students will immediately recognize the significance of that report. Think about it. Syria and Iran. Iran, Russia, Turkey, right there in Syria. I saw a picture recently where the president of Iran, the president of Russia, and the president of Turkey were all in a group picture with their hands clasped together. They're in military alliance. This has not been the case, except for a very short period of time. And the Bible tells us in Ezekiel 38, these groups, along with others, will make up a coalition that comes against Israel, and God will protect them. Bible prophecy is being set to be fulfilled.
You're listening to Crosstalk, coming your way from our studios at Trail Ridge Camp, just outside of Hillsboro, Wisconsin. What an opportunity to minister to young people, to share the Word of God with them in a culture that it does not make teaching the Word of God very popular at all, but teaching young people to be strong in their faith. What a joy and privilege it is to have this ministry this week at Trail Ridge Camp. Well, it's a joy and also to have you with us here today on Crosstalk, asking you the question, have we been given over? We see from Romans chapter 1, God gave them up unto uncleanness. God gave them up unto vile affections. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. How would you describe these times in which we live? Have you seen the murder rate from this past weekend? The shootings that have taken place in large cities across the nation? Everybody is doing that which is right in their own eyes. We're going to line number 4 next. Doug is calling in from Tucson, Arizona. Doug, thank you for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm sorry. My name is Greg.
Greg, thank you.
I love your program. I moved here from Massachusetts where we didn't have it. I am so grateful for what you do. Praise God. You know, Republicans are equally culpable, including, I'm sorry, Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I'll give you a number of examples. The signature song at his rallies was YMCA. By that group of gay singers. And there was Trump dancing to that tune. I don't know if you remember that. I did it every rally. And that's the signature song of the gay rights movement. Trump appointed gays to significant positions in his government. Scott Brown was appointed ambassador to New Zealand. When he was a senator, he voted to homosexualize the military. And Trump appointed him to high office. His first Secretary of State, I apologize, his name escapes me right now, but he was the guy that voted to homosexualize the leadership of the Boy Scouts even after the Supreme Court gave the Boy Scouts the victory to exclude gays.
I think you're talking about Richard Grenell, who served as a kind of an interim position, but he did support the individual who headed up the GOP that just issued this gay pride, you know, accommodation here. He did do those things, and certainly we spoke our opposition to those things. One thing he did do, though, he did stand up for pulling the foolishness that was going on from the Obama administration that has been picked up by the Biden administration, because his departments would not recognize transgenders in using the locker rooms and showers and restrooms of our schools. That is something he put a stop to. He stopped the transgenderism in the military and stopped so many other different aspects. Do I agree with him on all aspects of what he did? Absolutely not. He did reverse many things from the Obama administration. I'm thankful for those things, but we've gotten just jumped right back in full sway here with the Biden administration. But thank you for raising that up. And yeah, it was his suggestion for the one who's heading up the GOP right now. So thank you for the comments there. We are going, and we're spending just a little time because we got more lines are packed here. Rita is calling from Yakima, Washington, line number 1. Rita, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you. Yes, I appreciate the program very much. My passion is that we need to give the helpful word to the church, the body of Christ, since we're the only ones that need that encouragement of the direction we're going. So, yes, the world has been given over to a reprobate mind. Hmm. But we need the message to the church, which is this, in my opinion. Have we been given over to the crucified life that the cross demands of us? Amen. We challenge each other at this point to rise up, count our lives as nothing, because that's what we are facing. And if we can't do it now, we won't do it then.
Great point. Thank you so very much. As you were talking, the words that Paul gave to Timothy is, Paul was facing execution. He said, Timothy, preach the word. preach the word, to be instant in season, out of season, to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, to preach the word. Thank you, Rita. We're going next to Brad, who is calling in from West Allis, Wisconsin. Hi, Brad. You're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim. Back when Jesus was walking on this world, he said, and I forget the exact word he used, I'll just use the word evil. He said, evil things must needs come, but woe to him by whom they come, referring to Judas and his betrayal. And if we are turned over, it's these evil, dirty politicians digging pits and setting snares for our kids and us as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need to pray against it and pray against them as well, that their evil will come down on their own heads while we escape. If we're turned over, we can still do that.
Hmm.
Because this is just dirty and evil, and the people doing it are just the same way, dirty and evil, and it's just getting worse day by day.
Brad, thank you for your thoughts here today. The question is, parents, are we teaching things to our children? Are we teaching God's word to our children? Grandparents, are we modeling that biblical truth to them as well? Thank you, Brad, for the call. We're going next to the state of Tennessee. Line number three, we have Elizabeth from Tennessee. Elizabeth, you're on the air.
Good evening. Yes, I'd like to say these people are confused, and their need is Jesus.
Yes.
And Christians can pray that they will find Jesus as their Savior, their personal Savior. Thank
Amen.
You, and God bless.
Amen. And I'm so glad that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Thank you, Elizabeth, for that reminder. Our final call today coming from David in Milwaukee. Thank you, David, for your call. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jim. My three boys are attended Hillsboro Camp, the Strong in the Lord, and I'm grieved about this. They asked the Lord, when would the end come? And Jesus said, as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. We have to get the gospel to these people. There's a lot of kids being raised without dads. I think his dad is so strong, just like you, and they need to see the love of real Father God when they get saved. And get out your stories. You had one of David Arthur from trans to transgender to transformed, and this is what they need to see that God loves them and he can change them into the man or woman that God made them to be.
And sadly, thank you for the call here today. And sadly, we understand that he has made some lifestyle choices that are in opposition to God's word once again. And for that, we truly do grieve. Ladies and gentlemen, our time has gone here today on Crosstalk, but I trust you'll ponder our topic today. Have we been given over? And certainly to take the word of God and to proclaim it to our children and to our grandchildren. Pastors, can I encourage you to stand up for biblical truth? We've got churches that are holding conventions during these days, and to take a stand for what God has declared in his word. And friends, may you echo like Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.